the head of the entire Buffalo Bills team this year. Is that crazy? Todd Gurley is outscoring the Buffalo Bills. Like, the Buffalo Bills entire team has scored 96 points in 9 games. Todd Gurley has 102 points. He has 16 touchdowns and 3 two-point conversions for 102 points. The Bills have scored 96 points all season long.
Todd Gurley has outscored the Bills.
That is correct. Maybe more of an indictment of the Bills.
Yes,
but
no,
still.
I mean, but it shows you how good Todd Gurley is.
Todd Gurley is really,
you know,
good. He's in the MVP discussion. He's outscoring an entire team.
Right.
That's silly.
Well, if he's doing, I'm sure Mahomes is outscoring the Bills as well. I mean, he's got more touchdown passes than the Bills have right now.
Well, I mean, you're putting it on a little more even territory, maybe.
Yeah.
That a running back's doing it. I mean, a quarterback doing it, you're like, okay, well, a quarterback could be if the team's having a bad year.
Right.
Probably shouldn't still happen.
Right.
Quarterback outscoring an entire offensive team probably still shouldn't happen in this day and age.
I bet there's a lot of quarterbacks that are outscoring the Bills right now.
Yes, quite a few.
Yeah,
but
not many running backs.
No.
The fact that a running back is the fact that Todd Gurley has more total points than, because, you know, the quarterback gets the majority because he's the quarterback. He facilitates the offense. That would be like saying Travis Kelce has more points and touchdowns than the Buffalo Bills, or Tyreek Hill or Sammy Watkins. Like, one of your skilled players having more points and touchdowns than an entire organization is pretty embarrassing right now. And I wonder if that trend is going to continue, because Buffalo can't score to save their lives. Gurley seemingly always finds a way to get into the end zone. So I'm thinking that trend is going to continue. I'd love to see it at the end of the year and hope that Todd Gurley is able to outscore the Buffalo Bills for the entire season. It may not happen, but it very well could.
Switching gears to another sport, you know, there's something, Fesco, I like realized the other day that I haven't seen as much this year, and I really miss.
What is that, defense in the NFL?
No.
Oh.
Different sport. I went to a different sport. LeBron.
He's on the TV.
He is. He's on the TV. But I think in an aspect of LeBron to the Lakers that wasn't talked about a lot enough. He plays on the West Coast now.
Yeah, he does.
I don't see as much LeBron. I will never see as much LeBron. When LeBron was playing in the East, you ran into LeBron in NBA coverage. They're playing an early game.
Yeah.
I ran into him all the time. And Golden State's nice, and you say, oh, Golden State's in the West. Haven't you been watching Golden State? I don't watch as much Golden State, where I'm located in the Midwest, when games tip off at 9 o'clock at night, as I see the Celtics, or at one point the Cavs.
76ers last night. You're going to see a lot of them.
I'm going to see way more Joel Embiid than I'll ever see of LeBron this season. And that's weird to me.
Like, based on times, yeah.
Very strange. And it just didn't dawn on me until I'm like, oh, Lakers. Okay, he's going to one of the premier franchises. Who doesn't love the Lakers? And yeah, you'll catch the Lakers all the time. Not when they're on at 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
Or later. Mm-hmm. They're on that, you know, the back end. How many late night, unless you're like a super NBA fan or you are up at that time of night, I'm thinking for the most part, you know, this time zone type of thing. How much West Coast stuff do you catch? West Coast is often forgotten, right?
It is.
And LeBron James, your marquee player in your league, plays on the West Coast. I'm frankly not going to see as much of him as I did when he was a Cav. Other than highlights.
It's like Mike Trout playing on the West Coast. You know, the marquee player in baseball, you don't get to see a lot of. You don't get to see him perform every single night. And I go back to the NFL, and I know it's once a week and it's always on a Sunday, but could you imagine, like, never seeing Todd Gurley play? Like, Todd Gurley, the latest Todd Gurley's going to play in a normal game is 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah,
okay? You're going to see that. You're going to get the opportunity to see Todd Gurley play. Or it's a standalone game on Monday night or Sunday night or something like that. You're going to get the opportunity to see Todd Gurley play. LeBron James, you're right. The majority of his games are starting now when the rest of the country's going to bed. I mean, it really is.
You see plenty of highlights, and I'm not saying you can't watch those things. You can't have access to them, but you would run into a Cavs game like all the time because they're always the game of the, you know,
right,
the TNT or ESPN or whatever.
They're still the game of the week, but it's still the late game.
Right, Wednesday night, Thursday night, that was always the early game. You always caught it. Oh, give me Cavs, Celts. Okay, cool.
Okay, sure. I'm in. 7 o'clock, you're watching.
Yeah, I'm watching Cavs and Celts. I ran into LeBron. It was very convenient. Saw LeBron all the time. Now I'm going to see more Kyrie than I'm going to see LeBron.
That's true. You are, and that's not good.
I'm going to see more Embiid than I'm going to see LeBron.
Right.
And I'll see LeBron. I'll catch up on the highlights later, like I've kind of caught up with Golden State a little bit.
Right. That's true. I never even really thought about that, though. You'd watch LeBron all the time because he was playing in the East, and you just kind of assumed and took that for granted that LeBron was always going to be on. The Cavs were having a game. You were going to see that game. It's not like they're not televising the Laker games, and you can't find those games. But you can't find those games in the window that you're available to watch those games. And if they're starting at 9:30 here in the Midwest, they're starting at 10:30 on the East Coast. That's just a big time difference, a big time gap for when people used to, you know, consume LeBron James. And that's why I think, you know, if you're a baseball player, if you're an NBA player, do you really want to go to the West Coast and play? The odds are you're not going to be as powerful in the earnings department. Now, LeBron's in a different category, obviously. If you play on the West Coast versus the East Coast, LA's huge city, Seattle, huge city, San Francisco, big markets, but you're not getting that other exposure and people all over the country getting an opportunity to see you, because by the time first pitch comes along at 9 o'clock Central Time, it's 10 o'clock on the East Coast, a good portion of the United States is in bed.
I just think it's a kind of a hidden impact of the move out West.
Yeah.
Looks, sounds great. LeBron to the Lakers. Sounds great. Sounds like a match made in stardom.
Well, for him, it's good, and he's to the point where he doesn't care about that.
And it's fantastic. I'm just thinking about the casual fan.
You're thinking it, yeah.
That or Midwest or an East Coast fan that likes NBA, but are you making appointments for 82 games to stay up really late to watch it?
Yeah.
I'm not.
I don't know.
So anyway, sorry, LeBron. I enjoyed you a lot more when you were in the East. I'll be watching you on highlights now on Twitter and stuff. As opposed to in actual games, I guess we'll find some more East stars. Maybe this is an opportunity for the East to have a new name about it. Whether it's Kyrie, whether it's Embiid, some of the guys in the East may get a little more exposure out of it. Maybe they like it.
And
I don't know.
The guys in the East probably really do like it a lot because now they get an opportunity to shine an opportunity to win and make the finals too.
They might have a chance to make the finals now that he's out West as well. Today in history,
gentlemen. I'm here to help you with your history report.
Sure. Sounds important.
Do you know what today is?
History! What's today? October?
Today in history, not a whole lot of stuff happened on this day according to history, but I'm sure there's other stuff that we just don't want to talk about or we know about. 1960, John F. Kennedy is elected to the 35th president of the United States of America.
Well,
wrong president.
Oh.
We're pocket.
These truths can be self-evident that all men are created equal.
Why do people pack in the driveway and drive in the packway?
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Chowder.
But ask what you can do for your country.
I mean, if people didn't know that Marilyn and John had a relationship when she sang Happy Birthday.
Who?
Monroe? John?
Monroe?
Marilyn?
From Too Close for Comfort? He had a relationship with John F. Kennedy?
Well, yeah, it is what it is. Speaking of presidents, 2 years ago today, Republican Donald Trump is elected president of the United States of America, defeating Democrat Hillary Clinton, who received 2.9 million more votes. So, I don't think my
notice he skipped the Hillary Rodham Clinton today, because Dusty had problems with that earlier in the week.
That's right. Yeah, well... You gotta get better. You don't want to make the same mistake twice. At least that's what they tell me to be successful in this industry. That's what you need to do. Mm-hmm. 1970, Tom Dempsey of the New Orleans Saints kicks NFL record 63-yard field goal. I believe it's now happened 3 or 4 times since.
Tom Dempsey also had half a foot.
Half a foot, yeah. Yep.
Well, that wasn't in the description, so.
Yeah, that's what makes it special. He's kicked the longest field goal in NFL history by a kicker with half a foot.
So he had like a nub?
He had a half a foot.
Yeah. Maybe that's an advantage.
He had like a square toe.
Yeah, that's an advantage.
More surface area on the ball.
Yeah, could have been, yeah. So congratulations to Tom Dempsey and his foot.
I feel like having a nub would be quite the advantage of kicking field goals. I feel you get more square on the ball.
You don't see many people go straight on anymore. They all kind of soccer style that thing.
Because they don't have a nub for a foot.
Right. You get more surface area if you go with the
instep. And we haven't had that crazy parent that's cut their kid's foot off in order to make them a good kicker, thankfully.
Not yet. Or tied their toes underneath.
It's like pulling out the old hybrid club instead of the three iron on the golf course. You just get a little bit of an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
November 8th, 1945, England. Scott Charles Edward Stuart invaded England with an army of 5,000 that would later participate in the Battle of Culloden. How do you say that?
Why do you park in the driveway?
Why the hell did you even put that in there?
I don't know. I think that's how you say that word, though.
You're giving us some history lessons, huh?
Yeah, trying to give you that history of people invading England. Right. Birthdays today, Bobby Bowden.
Who cares?
Say it from London.
Bobby Bowden's birthday today, Morley Safer.
Tonight, Binkley will have him on.
I would think.
It's his birthday, right?
Would think. Bink at night.
Bobby Bowden.
Get on this thing.
Mary Hart, Entertainment Tonight. I didn't know she was an actress.
Well, I don't know if she's an actress, but she's definitely Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah,
she's an anchor. Caused that one dude to have seizures. Remember that story?
No, that's an episode of Wings where Lowell, every time he heard the Entertainment Tonight theme song, freaked out.
Some of them used to have seizures every time Mary Hart came on the screen, I swear. Or it was an episode of Wings.
Maeswyn Owen has a birthday today. She's 79. Roy Wood, I just put that guy in there because that's just a great name. Roy Wood, 72. Bonnie Raitt, give him something to talk about. She's 69 today.
Nice.
Ricky Lee Jones, 64. Leif Garrett, 57. Gordon Ramsay. Is Leif Garrett, did he pass away?
Yeah, I think he's been gone for a while. Yeah.
So how do you still have a birthday? I don't know. That's a whole other debate. Gordon Ramsay, my guy, 52. Courtney Thorne Smith, birthday today. Parker Posey and Tara Reid.
Oh, I love her. God.
Oh, man, she is great in Sharknado with Ian Ziering, and she was also really great in American Pie.
It's so good in American Pie. Like, I fell in love hard with Tara Reid in American Pie.
Which scene got you in there?
Just her. No set scene, just her. I think she was gorgeous back then.
She really played Rookie of the Year in that movie kind of hard. She kind of broke up with him and rocked his world and then left him for a stray in the side of the road.
She was – I loved her. God, Tara Reid.
That's everything I got for the Today in History.
Big story.
It's the big story.
Wake up, Josh.
I was just letting you pine on Tara Reid if you wanted to.
If it was a regular salad, I wouldn't have said anything. But you had to have that big salad.
You want it? We got it now.
Well, that does sound big.
Tara Reid hasn't stood the test of time.
No, she has not. She
has not. Courtney Thorne Smith very much has.
But God, I was in love with Tara Reid, man.
Big story. Brought to you by Spring Venture Group, a company who is reimagining the relationship between sales, data, and technology. Find out more at springventuregroup.com. Certainly tragic news in California. Mass shooting at a bar. The shooter is dead. They're still investigating what exactly happened at this particular bar, but 12 people dead, including the sheriff's deputy. Is that right?
Yeah.
Thousand Oaks, California. Again, these can happen anywhere. Mm-hmm. That's the scary part. Thousand Oaks, California. What do you think of when you say Thousand Oaks, California?
I think of the Dallas Cowboys training camp.
Right. Right. Or some TV show, something. You know? It's Hollywood.
Right.
It's Hollywood. And we've had another mass shooting, this time in a bar in Thousand Oaks, California, that was hosting college students from multiple schools in the area on this particular night.
I'm sure we'll get a lot of thoughts and prayers from our leaders today on this.
12 dead.
Is America numb to this now?
I think so.
Dusty, America's numb to this now?
Very much so.
Yeah, we can't be numb to this.
12 people killed, including the 29-year-old law enforcement veteran, Sergeant Ron Helis. Mm-hmm. Shooter was found dead at the scene. Not clear yet whether he shot himself or was killed by police. Bar a popular spot for college students.
Yeah, and that police officer that was killed was 1 year away from retiring as well, too. So makes it even worse. But we can't be numb to this. We have to keep striving to do better. Striving to do better as a country, man. This stuff should not be happening in the United States of America. It shouldn't be happening anywhere, for that matter. Doesn't happen anywhere else, really.
Oh, thanks. Sorry about this. Thanks to Kathy. It's Culloden. Sorry to ruin your moment. Sorry.
Yeah. That was your history lesson? Culloden?
I had to get it right. Thanks, Kathy.
Mm-hmm. You're going to research that. ABC reporting. Shooter in Southern California mass shooting described as a white man in his late 20s who was wielding what appeared to be a legally purchased 45 caliber Glock handgun, law enforcement sources tell ABC. So that situation unfolding out in California overnight. 12 people killed and I think about a dozen injured thus far. So identified now, according to NBC, as Ian Long, a 29-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Is it 29-year-old white male?
Yes.
So
yes. Why is he rolling into a college bar?
Just another typical domestic terrorism attack on the same type of terrorist attack that we always have. Guys got an illegally or an illegal gun, goes into a mass area.
They thought this one was legally purchased.
Oh, it was
according to ABC. Mm-hmm. Yes, legally purchased 45 caliber Glock.
And he goes into a California. You're just not safe anywhere. I literally, like, I have thoughts. Like, in my own apartment complex, am I going to be able to walk out to my car in the morning and feel safe? My little sister is a senior in high school. They do high school tests all the time. When they do these high school tests, you have possible active shooters that are watching these tests be done. And these tests that can go through, they then know where to go, how to plan for it. There's no stopping this, and until we can stop it, nothing's going to change. It's sad, it's sick, it's twisted, and it doesn't hit home unless it happens to you, but it does hit home when it can be relative to you.
Yeah.
Yes, it was in California, it was in a bar, but guess what? It could be in Kansas City at a bar in Westport at the P&L area. It could be anywhere. It's got to change, man.
That's
it's sick.
Scary.
Yeah,
that's scary.
It's scary when you go to your kids' conference and they give you the lowdown on what they do if there's an active shooter.
They're now selling panic kits or whatever they are. They're now selling kits if there's a shooting mm-hmm. that you can have in case you're shot in the arm or something happens. You can, like, bandage yourself up real quick. Like, life shouldn't be a real-life video game.
Right.
Life should be able to be a little bit easier. When you go to a school, it should be safe. When you go to an event, it should be safe. When you go to a bar, you should be able to have cocktails with your friends. You should be able to talk to your friends and not have to worry about some lunatic coming in with a gun who's just wanting to kill people. It's sad. It's twisted. It's just disgusting. And here we are on a random Thursday talking about this, and yet here we'll see on the news, you'll see the police investigating. You'll hear about a guy, the actual guy that went in there and helped try to stop this, and he got killed, and he was a year away from retiring. And that's a side story. But in a couple of weeks, it'll just go away, and then it'll be somewhere else, another shooting, and we'll have the same conversation. If it doesn't stop, it doesn't change, it's going to keep happening. We're just going to get more and more numb to it, and cartoons are going to keep making fun of it that are adult cartoons. They did it on South Park, for a fact. It's sick, it sucks, and it doesn't have to happen to you for it to be real. Because if you have a kid that's in school, if you have a kid that goes to a conference with your teacher, and they say, hey, sorry about this, man, tough day.
Well said, Dusty.
Yeah.
Here's a big story brought to you by Spring Venture Group. Coming up in 2 minutes, we've been debating it. We'll see if our answers have changed a little bit. Who's the most important sidekick for Patrick Mahomes? We discuss next.
Fesco in the morning.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.